this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back.
Welcome back, folks, to another edition here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I am your guest host, Maggie Rose, formerly of the Concord Hour, the Concord Show, and we are here doing The Edge of Darkness, Jeffrey Bennett's Edge of Darkness. As you know, I'm covering Mondays and Fridays for him, and he's asked me also to cover tomorrow, which is normally his economics for Tuesdays. So guess what, folks? I'm going to be catching up on my homework on economics and the state of the financial affairs of the United States and abroad. And tomorrow I will be trying or attempting to do as good a job as I can to cover some of those things, including what's going on with gold and silver right now and some of the things I've been hearing about going on in the market. So anyway, welcome back to another live edition here of The Edge of Darkness. And today's date is April 24th, 2023. And today we're going to be bringing a person brand new up here as a guest to Republic Broadcasting Network. This is a gentleman I've met a few times in the past when I've driven the 78 plus miles to Coos County to meet with some of my really good friends that are part of a church there in Bandon. And they founded a group during the whole COVID pandemic called Citizens Restoring Liberty. We're going to be talking a little bit about Citizens Restoring Liberty. We're going to be talking about some of the state of things that are going on in Oregon right now, and also going to be talking about the Faith Fest 23 that's coming up on the 21st of May. Now, many of you have heard me talking about this already and previously trying to share with you what this Faith Fest 23 is all about. But this gentleman, Stanley, is one of the main people who's going to be able to talk about this. Now, I know I told you we were going to have a Pastor Dan come up today, but he was unable to make it. And Stanley graciously, who's got a really good radio voice, agreed to step in and do the show with me. So I'm really grateful to have him here. But before we bring him on, I have two things I need to announce to our national and international audience. Number one, I am going to be, and it's not going to be under my AKA or my nom de plume of Maggie Rose. It's going to be basically my birth name and my married name. But there are many movements across the United States right now taking place where people are just absolutely fed up, but they're trying to find other ways to bring back our country and have people become more actively involved in all different areas, in medicine, in education, with our schools. And this is a group that originally was what you would call constitutional law liberty. And they broke away from them not very long ago, about 9 months ago, and they formed another group called We the People, the number two. It's We the People, number two, .com. And they have got already, from what I'm understanding, at least 7 or 8 states or more that have jumped on board. In fact, just recently, New York did. And this is how it works. You have 1 to 2, preferably 2 managers in each state. And if it's a large state like, you know, Oregon or California, then you'll have one in each end of the state. And those 2 managers then get people in each county. In Oregon, there's 36 counties, so we need 2 points of contact, or POCs, in each county, and then they will help direct the rest of the people, and they can deal in all sorts of areas. But the main thing we're going after right now is trying to bring the pastors and also bring in the sheriffs in all the counties around the United States. Now, on Thursday, there's going to be a big, huge presentation. It's going to be on sort of like a live Zoom thing, and you have to actually go ahead and register. And tomorrow, I will have that link for you if you want to register. We're still inviting pastors and sheriffs to come on board. They will be the main meat and potatoes of the Thursday event. But this is going to be over the internet. And again, we're calling all pastors and all sheriffs from throughout the United States to be in on this event, this call on Thursday. And so after much vetting and interviewing me and everything, the head founder of the current We the People 2, Ron in Massachusetts, and Donna, who's up in Washington State, have made me the manager for Oregon. And I'm looking for one more manager right now. And it's, I would prefer to be someone up in the Portland, Salem, very far north or northeastern Oregon, because we have to make sure Eastern Oregon is representative. And too many times they have felt ignored and disenfranchised. So I will be putting out information on my Facebook, Donis Jansen Smith Facebook, on the Donis N. Smith Facebook, and on the Maggie Rose Facebook, where you'll have links where you can contact We the People too, or you can Google it on the internet. So I will be, for right now, the one manager here in Oregon. And again, we're looking for a second person right now who they can interview and vet before the decision's made. That's the first announcement. The second announcement is, if you haven't already heard, there is a huge situation going on up in northern Idaho right now regarding, yes, Ammon Bundy. As you all know, he's been standing for people's rights. He and BJ Soper started peoplesrights.org. And there have been a lot of people throughout the state that have been involved in this. Christian, she's up in Klamath Falls. We have Valerie, who's around the Lane County area. And Ammon Bundy stood up for a family and their child, because many times the government, once you have a birth certificate and a marriage certificate, they think they own you body and soul. And so this child, the parents wanted to remove the child in order to, for the child to be cared for by the mother and fed properly. And the hospital, because of their ego and all that, they tried to basically hold the baby hostage. And Ammon Bundy got involved in this. He was standing up for the baby. He was standing up for the parents' rights, as he tries to stand up for everybody's rights under the Constitution. And they end up with the black eye. And because of that, now they're going after Ammon Bundy. So they're in Ada County, and they are trying to have him a warrant issued for him in Gem County. That's like Precious Gems, G-E-M. So they've been sending the law enforcement to his house all day today and knocking on doors, knocking on windows, walking around his house. And so this is what I wanted to read before we bring Stanley up. This just came from Valerie. This is an update from BJ Soper, who just left this morning and headed for Idaho. And he lives up in the Redmond area, Redmond, Oregon. It says here, Jim, GEM, county sheriffs attempted to execute a warrant from Ada County for Ammon's arrest multiple times earlier today. They were knocking and banging on all of his doors and windows of his house. They eventually left, but they left a perimeter in place. Not sure if that is still present or has been removed. We are still insisting that Gem County uphold the rights of their citizens and not attempt to execute this warrant or to assist Ada County in doing so. This can be done by calling the Gem County Sheriff's Department and calling the Ada County Sheriff's Department. Friends, family, and supporters are still being encouraged to show up in support of Ammon Bundy and a stand for all of us. As of this afternoon, 12 noon, there was at least 40 people that dropped everything across the country and headed to Idaho. It says here, Ammon's legislators are Josh Tanner. That's Josh Tanner, Scott Groh, Ted Hill, and Scott Groh as his senators. The legislature has jurisdiction over the courts. I think they need to have everyone contact these legislators and senator and ask them to call off the dogs. Be informed as to what their responsibilities are and how Ammon Bundy's rights are being violated. And then, folks, what I will do on my Maggie Rose McGrath Facebook, I will put up their names and their phone numbers. I won't take the time to do that right now, but I will give you Scott Groh, his phone number. Remember, you should always have pencil and paper ready. Scott Groh is area code 208-807-0316. Again, his phone number mobile is 208-807-0316. That was just sent to me. It said those are the legislators in his district that people can call as well. She said, I just forwarded to you. It was sent to me by the People's Rights Assistant, who's in Idaho, close to the situation. When I asked about the governor, I got a very colorful response. Lots of laughs. So I think Stanley and I might be touching on a little bit of this today. We got a lot to talk about. So what I would like to do is welcome for the first time to Republic Broadcasting Network, Stanley Avery. Is that how we pronounce it, Stanley?
That's it. Just call me Stan.
Stan, okay. Now, Stan, you and I met a while back when I first came to Bandon to a People's Rights, a Friday night meeting. You meet at 6 o'clock on Friday nights. And yeah, I came there and met all of you. And at that time, I had been asked to the Republican Party was not happy with me, but they had become sort of a captured operation, especially here in Douglas County. It's really fragmented. So I joined the Constitution Party feeling that the Republicans and the Constitution Party, maybe together, we could work together. We had the same values, mostly the same goals and everything. And so I went to join them to become the Douglas County coordinator or representative for Douglas County. And right. That was all I wanted to do, and found myself on three different occasions being begged to be their candidate for gubernatorial for governor. Yep. And so when I came down and met many of you, mostly I got a wonderful, anywhere from a wonderful to a warm, heartfelt response. I had a couple people that were very, very upset because they felt that I was going to be taking votes away from Christine Drazen. I already knew she wasn't going to win because we know what happens when the Democrats have mail-in, you know, voting here in Oregon. Yeah. And all their corruption.
Fix was in. Yes, right. Fix was in.
So I kept saying, look, you know, my 8,000, let me hang that up. My 8,059 votes was not going to make a difference either way in whether or not Christine Drazen won or lost. And I had people offering to pay me money to drop out of the race, to pay all my bills. And because of all the situation with Paul Romero and what he was pulling with the Secretary of State, I was only legitimately allowed to actually start receiving donations and a campaign 2 months before the election. 2 months. So with less than $10,000 in donations, mostly from my husband and two other people, and 2 months on the road living in my camper, I traveled to every single county. Wow. In Oregon, and some counties 2 and 3 times, and mostly covering most of Eastern Oregon. And because of that, Stanley, I tried to get people in the Republican Party who wanted to support me and people in the Constitution Party to literally go knocking on doors in Portland and Salem, because I knew it would not be safe for me to be going up there by myself.
Yep.
And I could not get people, we should have had that phone turned off. We could not get people to actually turn around and come with me up to Salem and Portland, go knocking on doors, passing out flyers. And I knew how dangerous it would be for myself or a family member to go with me. So I could not cover the Portland Salem area like I wanted to. And you know, that's Tina Kotek's area. That was Christine Drazen and Betsy Johnson area. But I felt, Stanley, and I want the people at Citizens for Restoring Liberty to know that I'm still a Republican in my blood, okay? And I still donate to local Republican candidates, including some of yours that were running there in Coos County for county commissioner and other offices, okay?
Yep. So, Maggie, we were really actually happy to meet you and hear you. And actually, Teresa and I, my wife, we're actually more aligned with the Constitution Party. But, you know, we have pragmatic reasons for being involved. I represent our whole county to the state Republican convention. But I understand what you're talking about. We're very closely aligned. I know people in the Constitution administration.
Well, I didn't know that. You know, you do know that Jack Brown passed away just recently.
I have heard that, yes.
Yes, yeah, so I went to his funeral, and then a few weeks later, we had his memorial service in Grants Pass, and I was there for that as well. So we're going through a lot of changes in the Constitution Party, but, you know, I've been going to fundraisers and, dropped a lot of money on a quilt that was in an auction. And someone said, why would you do this and pay all this money to go to these dinners and these fundraisers, knowing that some of that money might go to Christine Drazen? And I said, but, you know, some of it will not. And the fact is, I'm still supporting Republicans, and I'm still there for Republicans, because in my veins, I am still a Republican. I haven't abandoned the Republican Party. They here in Oregon under Solomon Yu and
Solomon Yu.
Yeah, Solomon Yu, Carrie McQuesten, who's now engaged to him. Yeah. Carrie McQuesten, Solomon Yu, and her mother, Susan Ellis Jones, have all but destroyed the Republican Party in the last 25 years.
Yeah. So, well, you know, the issue as far as like the question, which political party are you with? For Teresa and I, that's kind of like the question, which church do you belong to? You're either in or you're out, you know? And so, and we have like Citizens Restoring Liberty is actually not part of the church. We use their building, but we're very close partners with that church, like just like Siamese twins. And so, you know, we work very closely with all kinds of people. We've got people in our group. I don't even know the exact political affiliation of everyone in our group, but we all work together because we all have the same goals in mind.
Well, I was told there's a good bunch of people in the Citizens for Restoring Liberty that are Democrats and also Libertarian. So it's just showing that you can work with each other and put all the politics aside.
Yeah, we work with anybody. It's a matter of worldview. And it's a story. There were five of us that started Citizens Restoring Liberty just after nightfall. I speak politically, you know, when the beginning of all the COVID shutdowns. And it was like just an unbelievable nightmare. And we just got together there and said, let's start something. And we had no idea, like 2.5 years later, we'd still be going. And we're still getting, like, you know, every time we meet, Fridays at 6:30, we'll get 50 to 100 people that show up every week.
Well, I know I went back down there again not long ago. I guess I was one of those blessed to hear Pastor Aaron Auer, who yes. actually ran for governor 2 or 3 times in Oregon. Yep. But to listen to Pastor Aaron Auer speak, and I actually recorded him live on Facebook, and then he passed away not long after. So we've lost, you know, Pastor Auer, we've lost Jack Brown. But you know what? The thing is, we're going to keep on picking up the torch and moving forward. And I want people, Stanley, to pray for Aaron Bundy. Despite how some of us feel towards some of his actions recently, whether we agree or disagree or partially agree or partially disagree, the point is we have to all agree at least that he's willing to put his neck out on the line, and he's got a big bullseye on his forehead. And the point is that he's now being surrounded by all this law enforcement because they want to make an example out of him. So the rest of us will put up and shut up and not stand up for our rights. And I understand, I just got word as we were talking that right now they're having a barbecue. Oh. Literally, I'm speaking literally, they have a barbecue going on right now at Ammon's house. He's invited people to this barbecue, and great, people great. Are coming from all over. And it says here, big barbecue tonight on April the 24th at Ammon Bundy's home. Everybody is welcome. Come anytime. Start eating around 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Lisa and Ammon Bundy are hosting a big barbecue at their house tonight. Come eat the Bundy beef. Cooled on the trigger and enjoy the good weather and friends. If you want to camp on the green grass in the orchard, you are welcome. Please bring the whole family.
That sounds like our house. We have an acre and we've always got people camping out here.
Wow.
Now, you know, the situation you described in Idaho, with everything, the government's stock and trade is fear. And those people are the Bundy people. They're not afraid. And that's what the government uses. They want to actually use that to make everybody else afraid. But what it reminds me of is Stalin, that famous quote. He said, because they're after him. It doesn't matter what he's done. Show me the man and I will show you the crime. That's what Stalin said. And it's true. And this has happened so many times. If they want to come after you, they're not going to wait for a crime. They're just going to invent something. They will construct something. They will engineer something.
Now, how do you feel that people, after the assassination of Robert Lavoie Finnegan a few years ago, the assassination of Ted Gunderson, of Bill Cooper, of so many other people, why is it that more American people aren't taking a stand?
Oh, well, I'm going to use the same word, fear. And, you know, there's a thing that Jesus said. He said, if you seek your life, you will lose it for eternity. But if you lose your life for my sake and the gospel's, you'll find it for eternity. And it always comes down to that, Maggie, is people are going to lose their lives or they're going to find it. And, you know, Teresa and I, we spent like all these decades and decades trying to lose our lives. And just like he said, it keeps coming back 100-fold. And you try and lose your life and sacrifice and put yourself at risk and do hard things, and it just keeps coming back. And we're convinced, and we're just going to go for it. I mean, we've got a lot of skin in the game, Maggie. Teresa and I, right now, and we're counting, we have 28 grandchildren, so we have a lot of skin in the game with this issue concerning liberty, and the eternal price of liberty, the price of liberty is eternal vigilance, as we know. And we have to stay awake. We have to stay united. We have to keep trying. We cannot relax, because the other side, whether you're speaking politically or spiritually, they will never sleep. They will never stop. They're going to keep trying to move us toward darkness, to move us toward Marxism. And they're just going to keep doing that. We can't stop. We have to keep going, because the next generation is going to ask us, what did you do? And it better not be, we stayed home and hid.
Well, we've got somebody on right now on the line. Her name is Val. She is one of the heads of peoplesrights.org here in Oregon. Val, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much. I must clarify that I'm no longer a state assistant. I did step down a while back, but I'm still involved as an area assistant and definitely still engaged with many things across the state.
You've been listening to Stanley here on Republic Broadcasting. As you know, he's in Coos County. Can you share with us the most recent update you've had from your contact in Idaho as to what's going on at Bundy's right now this evening? Besides them, I think they're using this barbecue as another way to show law enforcement we have a strong support system.
Yep.
I think you've pretty much covered the most recent updates. I don't know of anything else other than they're having a barbecue this evening. People are still welcome to come up and support them and join them. I know we've had people from Oregon already go head up there. When it comes to the different law enforcement agencies and who's doing what, I actually spoke with an Ada County deputy who said they have nothing to do with this. They haven't had a request to issue or serve a warrant. And so that looks like it is back on Gem County, which Gem County is continually denying that they are involved. So they're definitely giving the people a runaround.
Well, Val, that's what I'm feeling, because if there was as I was discussing with Stanley here, they're trying to put fear-mongering into people, because look at the people in J6. 2.5 years later, they're still in jail. They're being tortured. They're being abused. Rats are running all over them at night. They haven't been allowed to make a plea. They haven't had their rights read to them as far as, you know, what they're guilty of. And they're dragging us on. And I think they're going to use Ammon as a way to try to make people afraid to stand up for their constitutional rights. Now, Ada County is where this abduction of this child, an abduction by the hospital, took place. And we were told it's a hospital with the black eye that is trying to make an example of Ammon Bundy. So the warrant would have to come out of Ada County. When I called the deputy with badge number 306, she was the dispatch deputy. And when I called this woman, she said, no, we don't have any of our people out there. Nobody's been out there, which I knew was a lie. And she said, and we're not helping Ada County do anything. And she said, we're not out there and we're not trying to serve anything on him. I called her back 3 more times. And each time she kept assuring me that nobody had been out there. Nobody had been walking around the house or knocking on doors or the windows, and that there was nothing going on. And yet I'm hearing that now Ada County has convinced the sheriff in Jim County, which is the county that Ammon lives in Jim County, to issue the warrant and to help them. Now, what's going on?
Typical government baloney and smokescreens. That's about all I can give you. I mean, anytime Ammon has brought light to a situation, and we have seen time and time again that the darkness hates the light, and so they must do anything and everything they can to snuff it out. And he is not one to back down. He is not one to remain silent. He is very respectful. He doesn't give them a lot to... It's not like his actions give them something to automatically jump on and say, you know what, he's doing this, this, and this. So they have to come up with whatever they can to make it sound as worse as possible. And they have to make an example out of him. Because if they can do this to him, then hopefully that will discourage anybody that follows him, what he does, that is involved in people's rights, will become fearful and stop. I think that is the ultimate end game in all of this.
Before you hang up, Valerie, can you give us the website where people can join the People's Rights?
Absolutely. It is peoplesrights.org.
Okay, and then go in there and register, right?
Yes, you can go in and sign up. You can also text the number or text the word rights to the number 80123.
80123.
Yes, text the word rights to 80123, and that will kick back a link to you that will automatically take you to where you sign up.
And peoplesrights.org was co-founded by Ammon Bundy and BJ Soper. And how many states are you in right now?
I believe we're in 46 states currently. Wow. So, and I know BJ, I can't speak to whether or not BJ helped with the founding of it. I know he was integral in getting it initially up and going because it was initially just Idaho, Washington, and Oregon. And so BJ has really worked to get people's rights going up in Oregon. So Oregon, we can definitely credit to him. And being that he knows Ammon quite well, I am sure he was a part of that process.
Right.
I just don't know what their specific roles were in the developing of the system.
And now that I've been selected to be the Oregon state manager for a group that has not had its feet in Oregon yet called We the People 2, maybe We the People 2 can get together with peoplesrights.org and we'd be an awesome force.
It is. I am always open to having conversations that promote further networking as long as we're on the same page with the fundamental values, and as long as egos don't get in the way, because I have no time, patience, or tolerance for egos.
Thank you, Val. Well, thank you for taking the call.
Absolutely. Thank you for letting me share just what little I know now.
Okay, so, thanks, hon.
Maggie.
So anyway, Stanley, go ahead.
Yeah, Maggie, question. Who has possession of the child right now?
I have no idea. I've been trying to find out.
Yikes, because that's the issue. The state regards that child as belonging to them. And that is such a sinister thing. I told you earlier that all started with the Carter-Mondale Child Services Act that said the government has de facto default custody of all children. And whoa, have we seen that abused? It's terrible.
And it's based on our birth certificates.
Yeah, yep. So... can I mention something concerning this festival?
Yes.
Okay. Well, a little bit of history. Now, after we started Citizens Restoring Liberty and people started flocking to us, we're thinking, what are we going to do? Because we were in the middle of that horrific shutdown where everything was shut down and everything was just paralyzed. So we decided we're going to go the opposite direction. So we said, let's have a Family, Faith, and Freedom Festival. A lot of F's in there. And so we decided to put this thing on, and it exploded. And we had, you know, Bandon is a tiny town, 3,000 people, and there were close to 2,000 people that cycled through that festival. It was a day-long event, and we had people that came for hours away, no masks, and we had a fantastic time. And, of course, you know, no one got infected. Everything was fine. But we just were thumbing our nose at them. So we decided to do the festival again. This is just being called, very simply, Faith Fest 23. And it's going to be in the same location, but it's going to be a lot bigger. And
we're going to go, Stanley, to a station break, and I want us to come back to talk more about that because you have really got a lot of people
interested. We'll be right back. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows too.
Ease-Off LLC, 417-932-6419.
This old man and me, we're at the bar and we're having us some beers and swapping out on cares, talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace, all the hell we raised. And then I heard the old man say, God is great, and beer is good, and people are crazy. He said, I fought two wars, been married and divorced. What brings you to Ohio? He said, damn if I know. We talked an hour or two about every girl we knew, what all we put them through, like two old boys will do. We pondered life and death.
Welcome back, folks, to the next half hour of Republic Broadcasting here, The Edge of Darkness. You know, Elon Musk, an American industrialist and founder, CEO, chief engineer of SpaceX, he said something, and I want to quote Elon Musk what he said. Quote, any parent or doctor who sterilizes a child before they are a consenting adult should go to prison for life.
Amen.
Unquote. That's by Elon Musk. And folks, Senate today, this week, they will be voting this week on the pro-life resolution to stop Biden from funding abortions. So that is something I wanted to bring up to all of you there. And yes, amen, Stan. Also, in the American Free Press, which is out of Washington, D.C., it's a national newspaper that I have written for on occasion, both under my pen name, Maggie Rose, and also under my married name. It says here, and I don't know if we all agree with this, we have some of us have some concerns about Trump right now, but this article was written by Paul Gregg Roberts and said, it is no longer possible for any American, no matter how stupid and delusional, to believe that he lives in a free country where truth is respected and justice is served. It is today impossible to believe in any American institution, public or private. The inanity of life to America is now headlined by Donald Trump's indictment and arraignment by a corrupt Democrat New York gang of criminals on fake charges devoid of any legitimacy and for which the former president of the United States, a man with tens of millions of Americans who still believe today that he is the president and how they could even want to throw him in jail for 136 years. The Republican establishment and their presidential candidates are destroying the Republican Party by deserting the voters with the line that Trump is too controversial and it is time to move on. The party will move on to oblivion. Now, folks, there's going to be another Faith Fest 23 this time in Bandon, Oregon on 21 May. And Stan is here to share a little bit more about the one they had previously and the one they're gearing up for next month. Go ahead, Stan.
Oh, yeah. The first one, we were astonished. Like thousands of people showed up and we're expecting thousands more to show up for this. And it was amazing. It was stirring and edifying. And it was just a way for us to express our resistance to the tyranny. And this is no different. Faith Fest 23, it's going to be from 11 a.m. to 6. And it's going to have something for everybody. We have lots of satellite parking. And we're going to have a great bunch of speakers. I can just go over them briefly. Joey Gibson, founder of Patriot Prayer. He is a very edifying and fearless lightning rod for liberty and for the gospel. And he's unashamed of the gospel. And then Scott Kesterson, he's an amazing activist. He founded Bards of War, the podcast, and with an emphasis on faith and liberty. And you can look him up, or you just look up our website, faithfest23.com. Also, Paul Cantrell. You know that phrase that that Obama made famous, community organizer. Paul is a community organizer for Jesus in the Portland area, organizing for the kingdom of God, creating a coalition of the Northwest gospel pastors. And anyway, so there's going to be a lot of things going on, but we're calling it, it's a fusion of faith and politics. In other words, you know, my wife and I, I've got an amazing wife. She's a gypsy, Romani from a Slovenian family. And we have never been able to figure out a way to separate politics and faith because it's all so inextricably linked. And I could go over a whole list of the ways that it's linked, but more to the festival. Now, my wife's Gypsy Caravan is going to be there doing face painting. We're going to have lots of stuff for kids. We're going to have bouncy houses and a kids area. We're going to have great music, a number of groups that are lined up. Seventh-day Slumber, Restoration Worship, Bracken Barnett, and then also we've got a number of speakers that are lined up. I was just going over some of them. And there's going to be more like Judge Vance Day, if you know who he is, and also Brad and Autumn Huron. They have an astonishing testimony. Both of them are severe burn victims that recovered and what happened to them spiritually. Actually, the burns, one was a high school chemistry class, and her burns and his burns were from cooking meth in his car. And so they started out in very different places, but they ended up together, and they are blazing trails for the gospel with their great inspirational testimonies. Anyway, there's going to be food trucks there, and we're advertising it up and down the I-5 corridor, up and down 101. It'll be on the radio, and we got posters up everywhere. So we have no idea. We're in uncharted territory. How many people are going to show up? But people are hungry for the gospel without any sort of partisanship, and they're hungry for liberty, and that's what we're standing up for, because the two go together extremely well. And you know, Teresa and I are very, very involved in politics, and like I said, we've got 28 grandchildren. That's why we're here, and we want to save this republic that's been given to us. Anyway, I can talk more about the fusion of faith and politics if you want me to, because there's a lot of people don't understand how that works. They think, well, is this going to be a gospel meeting, or is it going to be political? And it's like, how do you separate those? And why would you? Because they all work together so well.
I totally agree. You know, it's interesting when people are still asking me to run for office here in Oregon, uh-huh. and some people are refusing to take down my campaign signs of, you know, Donna Smith for governor. And yet there was one guy, he had my sign up on a hill overlooking the I-5 just before Cottage Grove. You can see it coming from Eugene Cottage Grove, and you can see
it.
Sutherland. Yep. And so what I did is I got Scott, and I said, let me introduce you to my friend. And so we went over there, and we took down my sign, and we put up the faith fence.
Hello?
They can see it coming from northbound. They yep. can see it coming southbound on the I-5. I have a friend that happens to live right outside Winston, heading your direction, and he has a big, huge piece of property, and we put up a sign right there on Highway 42 leading out of Winston.
Yep.
And then there's a place here outside Roseburg, which is called Kelly's Corners, and right up for that, right where the truck stop is, the Love's truck stop, as you come off the I-5, and you've got all the big trucks coming in there, and you've got all the fast food restaurants and everything, and we put up a big sign there, Scott and Pastor Dan, and my husband and I put up a big, huge sign where it's looking down on all four corners at the stoplight of 99 and Highway 42.
Yikes, so, we're going to get buried.
Oh, yeah. And so we took one down south. We're going to be taking two more signs down south to Medford and Ashland. So we will be covering at least the central Oregon and down south. And I'm hoping we can have someone get some signs and take them up to Salem and Eugene. I don't know, though.
Yeah. Antifa came to our last celebration, and they had a great time. They stood on the other side of the highway. My wife went over and schmoozed with them for a while. She's completely fearless. And but there was nothing for them to complain about. They just kind of stood there, and we took some food over to them. And because it's just a family, faith, and freedom, what's to protest?
Yes, I agree. Well, can you tell us a little bit more about, you know, our founding fathers came here to escape religious and spiritual persecution, and this country was founded on godly principles. Can you explain to people a little bit more why maybe some ministers and pastors are more concerned about bringing money into the church rather than they are about really being able to be there for their people in today's modern society, and how we can blend politics and religious, you know, the religious fervor together? Because there's a big difference between being religious and being spiritual, and I think a lot of people don't know the difference.
Oh, boy, Maggie, I'm so glad you asked. Well, listen, first of all, I'm going to tell you the open secret as to why we're losing so many elections. It's because on a good day, only about a third of evangelicals vote. And that's why we're losing. Pastors everywhere that I know, they'll tell their members, now you be sure to vote, and then they think everybody does. They don't. On a good day, maybe a third of them, but people don't understand there are so many issues that are tied completely between the two. Like, for example, protecting the unborn. That's a spiritual issue. It's extremely political. Homeschooling. I've been homeschooling for like almost 50 years, and I'm an old guy. And that it is political activity, political activism that has won us the right to homeschool in all 50 states. And that was hard won. But it wasn't won from people that just stayed home and didn't vote. The whole thing of freedom of speech, the reason that we are free, Jesus said, the night is coming when no man can work. So work while it's day. This is the day right now. Like we're involved in our office here. We run a nonprofit called Unreached Villages. We send $1 million a year overseas to support gospel workers that are going into remote places that nobody else can go to get the gospel to people who have never heard it before. Without the freedom of speech and travel and everything else, we wouldn't have that. It would just be nighttime. We couldn't do anything. Also, the sanctity and the definition of marriage, that is a very political issue, but it's very spiritual. It's very linked to the kingdom of God. Just for example, I'm a businessman. I own a plumbing company. Free enterprise. The reason it's called free is because you have to have freedom to do it. And if you don't have liberty, if you don't have political freedom, you don't have free enterprise. And so many people don't understand this. A few years ago, I was asked to produce a four-minute speech for the state Republican Party here. And basically, it's called Think It Over. I have it online. And it's a scintillating speech that explains the responsibility that Christians have to vote. If nobody else votes, we should be voting. We have a responsibility to do that, not just because we have grandkids, but it's a voice that we've been given, and we handle it so lightly in such a cavalier fashion because we didn't pay a price for it. It's just this free voice that's given to us. Anyway, I've got this four-minute speech, and I go over that sometimes. I've been over it a bunch of times, but this is what we're talking about here. We have to take a stand for liberty, and it's got to be connected to faith in the Lord Jesus and belief in his word. This is biblical. This is a biblical issue, and the voice that we have, everything we have here, the freedoms we have, this is all biblical. And so this is what we're doing. These are all areas of conflict and opportunity to where faith and freedom, faith and politics, if you will, they are joined at the hip. And you can't have you can have faith without liberty, but we have friends all over the world that are living under unspeakable tyranny. They would like to have the liberty we have right now. Worldwide, there are a cool billion people that would give anything to be able to come here. And people die every day trying to get here. They sell everything they've got trying to get here, whether by hook or crook, legally, illegally, any way can we get to America. And the reason they do that is because, and every time they're asked, why do you want to come? It's liberty. And we are so cavalier about it. I say we, like just Americans, and in particular American evangelicals, so casual about it. And we don't realize how fragile it is and how easy it will be to lose. And hopefully the egregious actions of the government getting worse and worse every day, it's like some kind of it's just bizarre the things that they're trying to do. They're doing everything they can. They hate God, and they're going to do everything they can contrary to God, to his word, and to his kingdom, and also contrary to family, contrary to children. They want to destroy children. And it's not coincidental. These are not good people with bad ideas. I used to believe that, Maggie, that it was just good people that were just misguided. No, this is a war. It's a spiritual war, and it's political. And they are trying to destroy this country and implement Marxism. And they're going to do it any way they can. And if we let them, that's on us. And so we're having this festival, Faith Fest 23. It's going to be fun, but at the same time, we're going to stand up and make a lot of noise for Jesus and for liberty.
Now tell me, one of the things that some people were asking me, and they've been concerned about, because being happy and being joyful and standing as one family up for our spiritual and our religious beliefs, some people say that they're basically pulling away, shining away from church is because they get in there and they see the minister do the hellfire and brimstone, where they feel like they're having stuff crammed down their throats, and where the pastors are not making them feel it's related to today, here and now. How would you feel about people that are concerned about what we would call Bible thumping? I mean, the one thing, like Pastor Auer, he was so awesome. He was so inspiring. He was very close to God. He was a showman at the same time. He had a sense of humor. But for some people, you know, and I know that we could sit there and listen to him all day, and other people can only take so much of that kind of testimony. How do we bring more people in when people are leaving the church?
I know exactly what you're talking about. And you can tell I'm very involved. Teresa and I are fanatically involved in getting the gospel to people who've never heard it. But what are we doing preaching the gospel to people that already have it memorized? You know, there's plenty of things to do, but the Bible says, Paul talked about this. He said, it is the love of Christ that constrains me. And when you go into a church, you can tell if the people there are walking in love, or if they're walking in condemnation and judgment and pride and all that really bad stuff that just quenches the Spirit of God. And
right.
We have found absolutely no difference. I mean, Teresa and I, we go to churches everywhere. I mean, I'm actually, my wife and I, if anybody's ever has seen that recent movie, Jesus Revolution, Teresa and I, we were there and we never recovered. You know, we're still these incurable Jesus freaks. But the thing is, we're extremely political and we go to all kinds of churches. There's a number of churches in our area that all think that we're members there. We don't join anything. We just show up and have a good time. And
I went to that movie, Stan, with my husband, The Jesus Revolution. It was an awesome movie. Folks, it's a true story. If you haven't seen it, find a way to get a hold of it. It's a true story, The Jesus Revolution. You know what, Stan? We have only a few minutes left to go. We need one quick call from Frances. She's calling from North Carolina, and she wants to talk to you. Frances,
let's hear it.
Make it short, Frances. Are you there, Frances? I think she was there.
Okay, let's wait.
Oh, she dropped the call.
Oh,
okay.
Right.
Well, yeah. I guess I didn't get to her fast enough. But anyway, Frances calls in from North Carolina, and I don't know what her question of you was going to be. But yes, that movie, The Jesus Revolution, that movie, literally at the end of the show, I was in tears. Do you know that, Stan?
Well, you should have been. That was so edifying. And some of those people that were there are the ones that discipled me. That tells me how old I am, you know.
Wow. So you were one of those hippie yippies that was there.
Yeah, incurable. And I still have a very long braided beard. And you know, my wife dresses like a gypsy hippie. We're incurable. But we love the Lord. But we are not confused about this issue concerning, well, we don't want to get political. Yes, we do. Because this is something what we're called to do is to walk in charity, walk in love. And that's the loving thing to do. Sure, we get the gospel to people who've never heard it. We exhort people to love and to good works any way we can, 7 ways from Sunday. And when we get together with people, we sing songs, we pray together. We get together to all kinds of meetings and we teach our children well, just like the song says.
Right.
And but we have got to take a stand for the truth. We've got to get, I'm going to beat this drum one more time. Well, I've got a moment, Maggie. Thank you. But
We have Frances back. Frances,
okay,
Stanley,
let's go for it.
Make it quick, Frances.
Hey, folks, just a quick question. In light of the scenario with Ammon Bundy, supposedly, according to mainline media online, like Yahoo, for example, there's some things been distorted. So the question is, was it supposedly true that he had upheld a ambulance bay with a firearm at this hospital where he was defending this parents with their child?
That he Repeat was being that served. Question again.
Okay, supposedly he had held up a ambulance bay with a firearm at this hospital that he was there to defend the parents and their child.
What kind of bag?
An ambulance bay, I guess, where they bring the ambulances in to deliver a patient or whatever.
So he held up the ambulance?
The place where they have the ambulance coming through, yes.
Maggie, the ambulance bay, the entrance for the ambulance, the emergency exit.
Bingo.
Entrance.
Bingo. And supposedly okay, and, he...
Okay, well, folks, what we're going to do is, Francis, I don't know, but I'll get an answer to that for you. Stanley, I'd like to have you come back with Pastor Dan next Monday. Can you do that?
I can. I can't speak for Dan, but he's we'd make a great duet.
Okay, so let's bring you and Pastor Dan back next Monday.
All right, talk to Scott about that. He organizes everything.
Okay, folks, I want to thank Stan. Stan, what's the final thing you want to say at the end of the show?
We've got to get evangelicals to get off their chairs and vote, because that's where we're losing every time. And I've got a 4-minute speech that I could give sometime just to read it. It's what I preach to everybody about why evangelicals need to vote. It's a biblical case for voting that you've never heard before.
That sounds really good. I think that's what we need to do. And I agree with you. The reason why we're losing as a country is we don't have enough Christians standing up and voting. We don't have enough Republicans standing up and voting. We don't have enough conservatives or enough free evangelicals voting. These people need to get off their duffs, and they need to put the foot to the metal, and they need to go down and preferably vote in person, not by mail.
Oh, yeah, the mail-in is just, the whole thing is just a scam. Can I read one sentence from the Bible?
Yeah.
Okay, Paul said very clearly, a commandment to the churches, if thou mayest be free, use it rather. And he's speaking concerning slavery, but that's what socialism is. Every vote is us making a choice between liberty and tyranny. And we've been given the choice of liberty. And if we don't take that choice to choose liberty, we're going to end up under tyranny. And Paul said, if you have the choice, take it. Most people don't even have that vote, that choice around the world. And we're losing ours through election fraud, as you guys know. Anyway, that's my drum that I'm beating.
Thank you so much, Stanley Avery, folks. That's from Coos County, Bandon, Oregon. I will be back with him and maybe Pastor Dan next Monday. I will be with you tomorrow. I am Maggie Rose. This is Republic Broadcasting Network. I'll be back with you tomorrow, same station. And I'll be filling in for Jeffrey Bennett tomorrow. God bless you all and have a safe evening.
Bye-bye.
Do you want this country back? She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now. And we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Now we know our cause is right, and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back, and we ain't taking any more back. Awake and we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your Terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.